Day by Day with Lewis and Clark.
August 2, 1804, day 78 of the expedition. Camped below the high bluffs, waiting for the Indians. The expedition has been camped in the area of present-day Council Bluffs the last two nights, waiting for the Oto and Missouri Indians who had been invited to come to Council. The Indians did arrive today, and preparations were made for a council with them. Clark's birthday was yesterday, and he writes for that day,
"This being my birthday, I ordered a saddle of fat venison, an elk fleece, and a beaver tail to be cooked, and a dessert of cherries, plum, raspberries, currants, and grapes of superior quality. Captain William Clark, August 1, 1804.
For today, Captain Clark writes,
"George Drewyer returned with the lost horses and one fat elk. At sunset, six chiefs and their warriors of the Otoes in Missouris came into camp with a Frenchman by the name of Farfong. We gave them some tobacco and provisions. Captain Lewis and myself met those Indians and informed them we were glad to see them and would speak with them tomorrow. In return, they sent us some watermelons. Every man on his guard and ready for anything. Captain William Clark, August 2, 1804.
The fleece of elk was probably skirt fat, but not an elk hide. Captain Lewis today describes a white heron brought in by one of his hunters. This entry is long and detailed, as is his custom. This bird today is correctly known to be a great egret. As we mentioned last week, the Frenchman Farfong was living with the Indians. He joined them at the council and acted as an interpreter. He remains unknown today, but was not a member of the expedition. The horses were lost by a party of three hunters sent out yesterday when they strayed off during the night. Drewyer returned to the boat with a fat elk and the horses. Reuben and Joe Fields had pursued the horses. Tomorrow, the council with the Indians.
Day by Day with Lewis and Clark is written by Ed Jacobson and produced by Lenny Holloman. Editorial assistance from Whit Hansen. Journal entries are from Gary Moulton's complete edition of the Lewis and Clark Journals, published at the University of Nebraska Press. Day by Day with Lewis and Clark is produced at Yellowstone Public Radio. Hear other days with Lewis and Clark at yellowstonepublicradio.org.